Welcome to the Hooked on Fantasy Podcast with your host, Luke Sawhook.
And Hutchison Brown. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Hooked on Fantasy. I'm your host, Hutchison Brown. We got a fantastic episode today. We're going through round one of the NFL draft. Talk about the fantasy football options that we think are going to be drafted here. Giving out our official predictions the day, or a couple days, I should say, before the NFL draft officially kicks off. Luke, we're ready to jump in here. We're going to start at the top of the round one, go through.
Yeah, dude. I mean, listen, we're not going to hold the suspense on who's going number one overall. We're not doing any clickbait, no drama. I'm assuming our mocks line up. Caleb Williams goes number one.
Number
on the Bears.
One. Yep.
It's a dream for fantasy football. Yeah, like, this might be the best landing spot our rookies honestly ever had as far as supporting cast goes. The organization's been a little shaky in Chicago over the years, but the supporting cast of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Swift, Cole Kmet, and those guys is fantastic. I think he's going to be really good for fantasy as a rookie. I think he can be top 12 as a rookie. I know it's a little bold, but I'm excited to see what Caleb Williams can do.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he has the weapons, obviously, and the Bears could be adding another one in the draft. You know, they sit at number nine. There have been rumors they could draft Odunze there. There have been rumors they could trade back and still get a receiver in this draft, and they have all the power to do so if they want to. I personally don't think that's going to happen that way, but they have the power to do so.
Right.
But looking towards also Caleb Williams this year, he can run, man. I mean, this kid is underrated as a runner. He's really athletic. He can move in the pocket, but he can take off. And I remember seeing one play, I don't know if you remember, Luke, but it's a highlight of his, like, crazy, where he's running right, he cuts left, and he just stiff-arms somebody and throws him across the field. I mean, he had the guy off balance already, but it was just insane. Like, this dude's athletic, and he can really run. And I don't expect him if, you know, the offensive line continues to struggle like it has over the last couple of years for the Bears. I would expect him to be under a lot of pressure, be forced to run, and put up at least 300, 400 yards on the ground.
No, he definitely can. One of the traits I like about Williams the most is his pocket mobility and play extension. So I mean, he should play pretty well with a poor offensive line at the next level.
100%. Yeah, he'll be able to work with it. But yeah, Caleb Williams is our number one prediction in Chicago. I mean, this is
Who do you got going to?
So number two, I got Drake May.
Interesting. I have Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that May personally is a bit of a better prospect. I like May more.
Yeah.
But I think the Commanders are going to go with Daniels.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, Daniels provides a lot of upside, you know, with his rushing and those capabilities. The one thing I will point out, though, you know, I was listening to I'll shout out the Football Guys Fantasy Football Show. Excellent fantasy football podcast with Dave and Alfredo. They're excellent. And Dave was bringing up a really good point about Jaden Daniels, his sack to pressure ratio. When you look at how often does he actually get – what?
It's not good, I believe, right?
No, it's terrible. It's actually legit terrible. When you look at historically – the guys who are really bad, like the Jaden Daniels level bad in that statistic, these guys are busts and these guys fall in the draft. They're busts and they fall in the draft usually. I don't see it.
I'd be shocked if he's not in the top three.
I wouldn't be shocked if he did, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he didn't either. If he goes
I think the only world where he falls out of the top three is if it goes Caleb Williams one, Drake May 2, and then either J.J. McCarthy 3 or Marvin Harrison Jr. 3. That's the only way I see that happening.
Yeah, and then he could potentially fall a little bit.
He could, yeah. He could. I don't think he'll have a long wait. There's so many teams that need quarterback this year.
No, yeah, there's too many teams at the top. Yeah, you get
he'll
the Giants
definitely go
there.
Top 10 at minimum.
Yeah, I would expect top 10, but, I mean, you know, you have, you know, Denver and Minnesota waiting there and Las Vegas right there at 11, 12, right. 13 that would be willing to take a shot if he's available. So I would not be shocked if we're looking at him saying, oh, he was a borderline, not even a top 10 pick this year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I mean, yeah, like I said, I have Daniels going to the Commanders. I think they're going to like the upside and the makeup there a little bit more than May. I think May goes to New England at 3. We don't need to, you know, hash it out too long with these guys. I feel like everyone kind of has them going there or here. Either way, I think that they're good picks no matter who they take. I think they're all good prospects. So
yeah,
totally, but there, I think the draft really starts here at 4. What do you have going on in your mock? I have them taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
You mean 3?
At 4. I'm skipping over 3. We know where we're at.
Yeah.
Or something at 3.
Here's the thing. I've been debating about that for a while between Marvin Harrison Jr. or a quarterback. It's been really tough for me over the last couple weeks.
I think it's locked and loaded QB, or at least it should.
I've been hardcore debating it because the thing is, Jacoby Brissett is a bridge quarterback that could work with them for a year and make that work. But and they could take a second round guy or third round that they can make that work. But I I have come back and said, you know what? I'm putting Jaden Daniels at three. I understand. I just made the argument that he could fall in this draft, and he's a bit flawed as a prospect, especially with that sack ratio. But I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the Patriots team, looking at their situation, and looking at their head coach too. You know, the Coach Mayo, you know, former linebackers coach, former, like, he's a linebacker guy. And I feel like when you look at him as a linebacker guy, he's going to be very intrigued by a very mobile quarterback, because, you know, these they get, you know, when you look at playing linebacker, man, you're scared of that running quarterback, man, because he can go anywhere he wants to, and he's probably faster than you if he's Jaden Daniels. So I think he's gonna be intrigued by that. That's something
I think it would be a mistake for New England to pass on a quarterback here, because it's very difficult, especially with a franchise historically as good as New England, to get into the top three. And with a quarterback class this good, you know, you're lucky to have a legit quarterback prospect sitting for you there at number three, right in your lap. And I think they have to pull the trigger here, unless they trade back for a haul.
Yeah, totally fair.
Unless they really like J.J. McCarthy, for example, and can trade back to, like, I don't know, five and make a move or something like that. And they're not going to.
Chargers aren't traded up.
But you know what I mean. You know,
yeah,
what
I mean? Yeah.
Saying, hypothetically speaking, unless they feel comfortable making a really strong pivot, I think it'd be a really poor choice for them to pass on quarterback here, given the current makeup of their franchise.
Yeah. But I totally agree.
We'll see.
I want to ask you one quick question before we move to four, though.
Please.
We're talking about the top three, right? How is, like, there's been a lot of heat with McCarthy lately. You've seen the betting odds go way in his favor lately to go number two overall. Like a couple days ago, it was at plus 2,000 odds. Now it's at plus 1,100, and it's probably going to continue to climb. It's looking like a really Will Levis-like situation from last year. How shocked would you be on, like, a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not shocked, 10 being really shocked, if McCarthy actually went in the top three? Because I'm going to be honest, I would be shocked. I have not.
I'd be pretty surprised. I think I would be 7 out of 10 shocked.
Like,
I'd be like, wow, okay, we're doing that. All right.
Yeah.
Like, well, I get it though. Like, I'm not a huge McCarthy guy. I like it. Let me see. I like McCarthy. I think he's worthy of a top 10 pick. I think he has potential makeup to be a really good quarterback in the NFL, but he's not top three in this class for me. Like, I think there's better players in this class. If you want to go that high, I think you could trade back and get a McCarthy and, like, pick 7 or something in this class. I don't think you need to be sitting right at 3 or 2 to get JJ McCarthy. He is a guy that NFL brass are really hot on, though. You know, you've been hearing it for months now. I think McCarthy still lands in that top 10, but I don't think he lands in the top 3. We'll get to that soon, but
that's
kind of what I envision. I think it should go Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, top 3 in no particular order, or if Marvin Harrison Jr. sneaks in there, I'm okay with it. Outside of that, I think no one else should go top 3 in this draft.
Yeah, that's very fair. Yeah,
moving on to pick 4 here, we both have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, same 3 guys, just in a different order. Marvin Harrison Jr. is an Arizona Cardinal here in my book. Do you have a trade going on at this pick? Do you have them taking Marvin Harrison Jr.? What do you have Arizona doing?
So the thing is with this one is really interesting, because I have I wrote down Marvin Harrison Jr. for the Cardinals. I agree with you there. But the thing is, I really see a potential, because they, you know, Minnesota, they got that extra first round pick now. They traded for it.
This could be a trade for sure.
This is a spot where it's like, oh shoot, they have all the upside. They have all the potential in the world to make a trade here. Because I think at 4 or 5, you're looking at a situation where the Giants are right behind you at 6, right? The Giants are right there.
They could take a quarterback.
They have all the power in the world to take a quarterback. And I feel like if the Minnesota Vikings wanted to be bold and get that quarterback, they're going to have to move up past the Giants. If they really want him, they might have to move up past the Giants. I mean, they would have to trade up to 4 or 5. And I would, you know, the Cardinals are a way that they could get there, because the Cardinals and the Chargers both have been rumored to want to trade down and been taking offers to trade down. The Patriots have entered that conversation too recently. Yep. I don't really believe that, though. I think they're going to go for QB. But anyways, I do, and at the end of the day, I have Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the 4 of the Cardinals. They have Michael Wilson as the wide receiver one, who did barely anything last year. They just don't. They don't have a wide receiver. They need someone to support Kyler. Marvin's.
Yeah, it'd be a dream fit there, too, in Arizona. Let's move 100%. On to 5. Kyler? Move on to 5, though. This is where I have my trade. I know we just mentioned it. You think
they're the trade, okay. You got the trade. All right,
do you have the trade here as well? I have a trade here with the Chargers. Oh, no trade. Okay, interesting. Well, yeah. At 5 here, I have the trade between the Chargers and Minnesota. Minnesota comes with the pick 5, and the Chargers move back to 11, and the Chargers go and get
Jaden. I like that move, man. I like that move a lot.
My top 5 to recap is Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. 4, and Minnesota trades up to 5 and gets J.J. McCarthy. What do you have at 5?
I had Malik Nabers, man. I'm scared, though, because I'm realizing in my draft that I don't have a trade up, and I'm scared that there's going to be a trade going on with all the smoke. Well, and there's usually is a trade.
Like, I feel like it's one of those things. It feels like one of those things, like there might be so much smoke for a trade up and then people to start to slide. You know what I mean? Like what happened with Justin Fields that 1 year where he started to slide and the Bears got him and then Mac Jones fell to the Patriots. Like feels kind of similar to that a little bit.
Well, the Bears traded up to get Fields. They traded.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like I'm saying like nobody jumps up.
Yeah, totally. I know what you mean. But I have Malik Nabers going to the Chargers. You know, as much as the rumors say, oh, they're going to trade down. It is really difficult for me to believe. I know this coaching staff wants to run the football so much, but it's really difficult for me to believe that they're going to go into this year with this receiving room. It's just so
this is a
bad.
Deep receiving class, though.
This is a deep receiving class, but they need a stud. They need somebody that's guaranteed. And I mean, nobody's guaranteed, obviously, but Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Romeo Dunze are as close as you get. And I feel like it feels
pretty damn near guaranteed.
It feels right there. So I feel like if you were to trade out of the top 10 and go way down, you're going to have your odds of getting one of those guys slim significantly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Nabers for you at 5. I have Nabers going at 6 to the Giants with McCarthy going off the board of the Vikings. I think the Giants could definitely take McCarthy at 6 if he slips there. But like you mentioned, I had the Vikings trade up in this mock to get him at 5. So Nabers is still on the board. The New York Giants finally have their wide receiver 1 with Malik Nabers, and that's my 6th pick.
Got it. Yeah, that's also a fair one. It's, you know, if you know what, with me having the quarterbacks and the receivers go, the Giants are in a really tough spot. I actually didn't really think about that enough. I think they could go with Dunze if all 2 receivers and all 3 quarterbacks are gone.
They could.
They absolutely could. They could.
Well,
they
I don't
could
know. I think if that situation happens, they might look to trade back, or they might look to take, you know, offensive line or something.
McCarthy would be there though. They could take McCarthy too.
I think they do take McCarthy in that hypothetical world.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a good one. Malik Nabers is 6 of the Giants. Makes a lot of sense.
Who do you have here?
At 6.
Yeah.
Oh, Giants 6. I don't have.
Oh, no fantasy relevant pick for you here.
No, I would think they could pick JJ McCarthy, but I think they're going to stick with Daniel Jones and they're going to be stuck with that contract. I think they're going to try to ride him out one more year and just do that. And I think they're going to take an offensive lineman.
Okay, so no fantasy relevant pick there for you at 6.
No.
So I have fantasy relevant players in 1 through 6, which is fun. I don't have anybody until 11 with my projected Chargers Vikings trade. Do you have anybody before 11?
I have, yeah, I've got Romeo Dunze going to 10 to the New York Jets.
Okay, interesting. I thought about that, but I didn't. Yeah. I did not have that.
They don't have a wide receiver, too. They really, really need that wide receiver, too, presence. I wouldn't be surprised if they went Bowers, either. Bowers is also a very, very worthy prospect who could go there. But I think that they're going to – they have Conklin under a contract, and he's a solid tight end presence. They just don't have a wide receiver, too. No. I think they're going to look and prefer Dunze.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. Here, moving one spot down the board, I don't know if you have anybody at 11 with the Vikings where you have
in your mock.
For me, at 11 for the Chargers, I have Brock Bowers. I think they trade down from
6. They trade down to 11, get Brock Bowers.
Right, okay, yeah, they trade down from 5 to 11 with the Vikings, and they get Bowers there, which I think would be a great win for the Chargers on draft night. Who do you have going to 11?
McCarthy. I have JJ McCarthy going to a
dream. You think he falls right in their lap?
I think he falls right in their lap at 11. I don't see the smoke of him going top 5. I really don't.
I think he goes top 10.
I think he'll slip to 11. Because once he makes it past six, there's not some quarterback needy teams until 11.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. I think they also could, like we mentioned, the Justin Fields year. Like, it's not Fields, but you know what I mean? Like, I could see a team making a move. You know, like I could see it happening, but we'll see. I don't know. I think it's an interesting move for sure. I think it's definitely a possible outcome that he falls right into their lap at 11, but I don't have anybody from 11 to 17. Do you have anybody in that gap?
I do not. I'm really tempted to say Bo Nix at 12. Really tempted to say Bo Nix at 12 for the Denver Broncos, but I...
That feels early. I don't know.
That would be so desperate.
I have them taking... I think the blueprint for the Broncos this year is... I think they're drafting best defensive player available, and they're just going to punt this season and tank for a quarterback next year. I think that's their
plan. Yeah, 100%. That's totally valid. I mean, they just traded for Zach Wilson recently. They might try to make him their starter. Maybe hope he does something. He's not going to do anything, guys. But I'm really tempted to say Bo Nix at 12, and it feels like that would be such a desperate move. It would be such a desperate move, but I don't think they're going to pull the trigger. I agree with you, Luke, that they're going to tank this year.
Yeah,
but it's a really tough debate for me.
What, do you have anybody at 17 to the Jags, or is it just me?
I do. I have Xavier Worthy going
going to see, the I have another wide receiver. I have Odunze. Odunze is 17 for me in this.
Odunze 17 is far.
It is far, but I think that's it's possible. Far. I think it's possible. A lot of offense goes off the board early in mine. And then from there, a lot of these teen picks fall into linemen and defensive players. And then I think, dude, Odunze on the Jags would be sick. Calvin Ridley goes bye-bye.
Oh, Kirk yeah. Odunze, are you kidding?
That'd be a lot of
fun. No, Odunze would put on such a show in Jacksonville. He would be insane. But I personally think they're going to I personally think they're going to go worthy because I feel like when you look at the build of Calvin Ridley, he fits that more. I think they're looking for that speedy outside receiver that can be that guy, run those routes, get wide open for Trevor Lawrence. We have Gabe Davis, a field stretcher, a big monster on the field. And you have Evan Ingram, a guy who can work short intermediate. But then you have a speedster and Worthy that just completes this offense, fills in that puzzle piece that Calvin Ridley wasn't able to fully fill. And I'm super excited to see what he does in Jacksonville. And I think the hype is real, man. The 4-2-140, all the hype that's been going around him, I think it's real. And I think he definitely goes in the first round.
He's like, really fun.
Definitely goes in the first
round. Yeah, no, I agree. I have him going in this first round mock, but later than you do.
Fair. It's totally fair. A lot of good wide receivers. But yeah, I think Jacksonville takes a shot.
Yeah, I think these wide receivers fall a little bit more than people think, but I think that it's going to be a great year for these wideouts, obviously. I have a big gap here from 17 to 28 to Buffalo. Do you have anybody in that gap?
17 to 28. I don't think – let me double checking my things, make sure I'm correct. Yeah, no, yeah, 17 to 28, I'm good. I have a guy.
You have anyone in 28?
Buffalo Bills, Brian Thomas.
I also have Brian Thomas to the Bills.
There we go, Brian Thomas.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think that'd be a lot of fun. They need a playmaker, and I think he's a really high ceiling guy, and I think he's a lot of fun in that offense projected.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, he's a big, physical, fast wide receiver. He can stretch the field. He can do everything you want as a wide receiver one. He just didn't get the opportunity to be a wide receiver one in college.
He's so fast. How big and strong he is and how fast he is. It's crazy. He could be a super talented wide receiver one in the NFL if he can just develop and do a little bit of a better, you know, route runner, more of a
He needs some polish with his footwork. You know, in and out of his breaks, I notice a lot of extra steps that he doesn't need to be taking, and that's going to get him in trouble in the NFL if he can't figure that out.
He's fast,
but he's fast. He's really, really fast, and that's how he made up for it in college. He was so quick on his feet.
A deep threat weapon like that with that build with Josh Allen would definitely be a lot of fun.
Could be huge.
Do you have anybody at 29? I have somebody at 30.
Yeah, I have – 29. I do have somebody at 29. This is a shocker. I posted this on Twitter a while ago, and people did not like this one. I posted – not this exact prediction, but I posted a hypothetical word. What if the Lions do this? I haven't taken a Donnie Mitchell at 29. I think they're looking at a wide receiver, honestly. I don't hate it.
I think they're more likely just to keep building the trenches and defense. I don't know. I don't think they need a wide receiver.
I don't think they need it either, but when you look at their team, I think they're going to look wide receiver because looking at what they did last year, they've lost a couple pieces at wide receiver. Jameson Williams, while he took a step forward, he really did not take that step they needed, and the reports coming out are saying, oh, he's going to compete for first team reps. He was the 11th freaking overall pick. Like, they are not confident in him. Like, if they're saying he's going to compete for first team reps when he was the 11th overall pick, it shows so clear that they're not confident that he can be a full-time starter. I think they're going to go and find a guy that, hey, like says, hey, he could be our wide receiver too, because they lost a couple pieces this offseason wide receiver. They are nothing outside of Amon-Ra St. Brown, assuming Jameson Williams doesn't take that next leap.
I mean, let's not act like Sam LaPorta doesn't exist.
Oh, sorry, Sam LaPorta.
Jameer Gibbs doesn't
tight
exist.
End. Like, yeah.
That's my thing, Hutch. Like, if you look at this offense, they have dudes. They have Amon-Ra. They have LaPorta. They have Gibbs. They have plenty. J-Mo is, he's not a stud, but he's a fine.
I think Mitchell would just take them to the next level. He'd give them that.
I hear you. I think it's a bit of a luxury, though. I think it's a bit of a luxury.
Yeah.
I would like to see it. It could be fun. It could be fun.
Yeah. I think it'd be really, really interesting for them to take a wide receiver. I got a lot of smoke for that one on Twitter. I posted that they could take a wide receiver. Watch out for them as a sleeper pick for a wide receiver. But I think it's really possible here. I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is.
Okay. I don't hate it at all. I actually have that same guy. I have Mr. Mitchell landing in Baltimore at 30.
That's interesting.
I think he could be a good team for a wide receiver. I think he'd be a lot. Oh, wait. No, I'm so sorry. I mixed up my picks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't. Sorry. I have Mitchell going to Baltimore. My apologies. I have Mitchell going to Baltimore. I think that he would be a great 1-2 punch with Zay Flowers. I think they would be a lot of fun together in Baltimore. I mean, big downfield, playmaker. You know what I mean? Wesley Flowers a little smaller, a little bit more shifty. I think it's a great, you know, little 1-2 punch for the Ravens in the pass catching attack alongside Mark Andrews. I think it makes a lot of sense for them there. And do you have anybody else from 30 to 32? I have somebody to the Chiefs at 32.
I do. I have the Chiefs 32. I have them taking Ladd McConkey, your man.
I would 32. Love it. I would love it. I thought about it. He's not in my first round, but 32. I don't know if it makes it. I don't know if it happens, but I have Mr. Speedster, Xavier Worthy going to the
Chiefs. That would be my dream.
I would love
that
it
would be
so
my
much.
Dream.
That's why I had it happen. That's why I had to put it in there. I feel
you
like I have
him
to
in that offense.
Because, like, listen, I agree with you. I think the 40-yard dash solidifies him a first rounder.
Yeah.
But I don't 100%. Think he's like a firm first rounder in the eyes of the NFL before that 40-yard dash. So I'm saying, hey, maybe Mitchell goes before him. Maybe Brian Thomas goes before him. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's decently likely that we see Worthy land right in the Chiefs' laps at 32. I don't think the league would be very happy about it, but I think it'd be a great pick, and I think he would be phenomenal there on the outside for the Chiefs. Oh, I think God, an offensive Kelsey,
excellent.
C. Rice, whenever he comes back from his whole situation, and Xavier Worthy would be disgusting in the passing game for the Chiefs.
Oh,
lastly, though, some honorable mentions. Some guys I have going early in the second round. I have McConkey going 34. To the Patriots. I have Leggett, Mr. Xavier, going 37 to the Chargers. So in this mock here, I have them landing Brock Bowers and Mr. Xavier.
Leggett. Wow, okay.
Very fun. And then I also have Bo Nix going 44 to the Raiders and Penix going 45 to the Saints back-to-back.
I think that's solid, but I want to talk to you a second about Xavier Leggett because there was a – I mean, you know, it could be smoke, but there was a video of him recently in an interview. He straight up said, me and the Panthers have visited like 5 times, and they have told me if I'm available in the second round, they will pick me. That's what they've told me.
I mean, I can see it. I think it'd be a good pick for him for sure. I mean, that would be great. That'd be a good fit. I think the thing that's so exciting about this draft class, the wide receivers, and I feel like a lot of people get too caught up in the first round of the NFL draft, and like I do too. Totally fair. Like the
There's
first round
so
is
like this round too.
The event. The first round is like boop boop boop, like big flashing lights. But, dude, pick 33 or pick 34 is, like, super valuable still. You know what I mean? Like, there's not that big of a difference in the draft capital between pick 32 and pick 36. You know what I mean? And people think there is because it's a big round differential. There's nearly not. Like, there's so many wide receivers who could go in that pick 25 to 45 range. It's scary. And I think there's going to be a lot of really good value in this wide receiver class this year.
Yeah, there's so many good wide receivers in that like late first, early second range. It's gonna be so interesting to see how they all pan out, how they all go to their different spots. It's gonna change so much. It's gonna change the landscape so much.
It's gonna be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. But all right, guys. I mean, that's gonna do it for this episode. A little short, sweet mock draft for you. I'm sure we'll be bringing some more content to your timelines, each on our own here leading up to NFL draft on Thursday. It's going to be an awesome draft. I'm really excited. There's going to be a ton of offense, a ton of fantasy football relevant players here. The running backs, we're going to have to wait a little while on. Maybe not even see anybody in the second round, but once they start coming off the board, going to be interesting to see those landing spots. Dallas, we are looking at you.
Braylon
we are
Allen,
staring at you right in the face.
Dallas, second round.
I would
that's
love it. I would,
that's my wish.
Any running back.
Any
to
running
Dallas,
back. To Dallas.
Third or round.
Back
we would
or
love
Los
it.
Angeles, the Chargers.
It. Or the Chargers. Or any team that needs a running back, really. Just draft the running back in the second or third round, and we'll eat it up in the fantasy
the
community.
The Bengals, too, man. The Bengals would be a solid one.
It would be. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to another episode of Hooked on Fantasy. We'll be back next Monday with another live episode and streaming everywhere on Tuesday morning. Bye, everybody. We'll be recapping the NFL draft next week. We'll see you then.
See ya.